Hello, guys. Well, I just wanted to remind you all, let you know that on Friday I had an anniversary. Excuse me. And that anniversary was my kidney transplant anniversary. 12 months, 1 year. And how it's flown. Gosh, I swear, the older I get, the faster the years go, it's just very, very, very depressing in a way. but yeah, so that was pretty amazing. I've been documenting it on Facebook, but I haven't really mentioned it here on Audio Boom or Twitter. But since I did an extensive diary on Audio Boom last year, while I was actually in hospital, I guess it doesn't matter as much, because on Friday I just posted a note to Facebook and Live Journal, actually, about what happened and what I remember as happening on the dates of the 22nd, the day before I went into hospital, the 23rd and 24th. And surprisingly, since I had said I probably wouldn't remember much of the 24th because I was not conscious for most of it, the 24th ended up being the longest note. But I remember pretty much everything from that day, apart from not being conscious, of course. So there was that. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's public on my Facebook, or one may visit livejournal.com/rdfreak, that's R-D-F-R-E-A-K, and have a look. Now, I have been terrible at my updating my live journal. I hadn't done a proper update since before my transplant last year. So I kind of feel bad for that, because I have been updating my live journal. I've, of course, had it since 2003. And I kind of fell off the bandwagon after the transplant, and then months flew. What? Has Chicken Nugget deleted my accounts again? Oh, man. Anyway, I don't know. It does that sometimes. It's strange. It's really strange. And then I have to install it again. Oh, I don't know why it does that. Anyway, I'll stress about that tonight because I'm getting ready to go to work. I've just basically turned my computer on for one reason only, and that's to install something onto my Victorita stream. Anyway, oh, not install, but copy. Where was I? Yeah, so I haven't updated my live journal in so long. I did update on Joy's birthday, but apart from that, there's been no sort of personal updates from me since before my transplant last year. So I'm going to fix that, because although I'm not as much into writing in my blog as I used to, I don't want to fall off the bandwagon completely with Live Journal, because I think it's a great platform. I always have, I always will, and it's such a shame that so many people have fallen off, because it used to be a great community spirit, and it used to be such a good place for meeting friends. Such a shame. Anyway, I'll write in my live journal now. Most of it will be private, or friends only, as I say. Some of it, of course, will still be public. The occasional entry will probably still be public, actually. That's how I roll now. livejournal.com/RDFREAK. Yeah, but there's a lot of public entries from the past, from 2003 to 2011, I'd say. And the other public entries from then on are just surveys and stuff, and of course, my transplant anniversaries. Anyway, so yeah, day was celebrating, although I was at work, my supervisor / good friend, she gave us all cupcakes, so that was good. She knew I wanted to celebrate. Of course, my donor, aka Dad, rang me up in the morning. Well, actually, I rang him to remind him, but he already knew. I did ask. We celebrated the week before with the family and my partner, of course. And Saturday night, I did go out with said partner. We went to Henrique's, which is a restaurant bar near here. Locally to here, and we celebrated. We had a lovely dinner and dessert, and I was a bit panicky because I was sure that I packed my credit card, but it turned out I didn't. But I didn't know this, and I thought I'd lost it, and so I thought, oh great, I'm not going to enjoy the night. I did end up enjoying the night. I just sort of thought, well, you know, if it's gone, it's gone. I'll have to ring up for another one and fork out more money. But needless to say, I had only imagined that I picked up the credit card, and I came home and I found it where I usually keep it. So I was very happy about that, needless to say. So that was that great celebration, and I'm going to now go and install or copy my whatever that file, the files I wanted to copy onto my Vigda for today, and I'm going to see what the heck's happened with my chicken nugget. As we heard, it sounds like it's deleted my account again. In which case, I can't just enter my account details in, because it seems to not work that way for some crazy reason. I seem to have to uninstall it and reinstall it again. Totally uninstall it, like deleting all the folders, because... I don't know, it's crazy. Anyway, let's see what's actually happened here. So, I don't know why it does this from time to time. It just deletes my Twitter account without any kind of, any warning or anything that I've actually done. Actually, I did turn off my computer last night without shutting it down because it locked up. But that's nothing to do with Chicken Nugget, although Chicken Nugget's decided to... Chicken Nugget being my Twitter client, for anyone who's not in the know. It's decided all of a sudden to randomly get involved in my computer dilemmas of last night and delete my Twitter account. So, thanks very much, lovely Twitter or Chicken Nugget, whatever. Anyway, see ya. Bye.